Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Really looking forward to 5:30, my conversation with Greg Coase. I have not talked to Greg in a long time, but about 15 years ago, he put out a great documentary about a Neil Diamond tribute act called Lightning and Thunder. And they were from Milwaukee, and I lived in Milwaukee. I used to interview them every once in a while on my show. They were kind of a novelty act, but a big deal. A lot of people knew them. Well, Greg did a documentary on them. It's a very tragic story in many ways as well. But it took 15 years, and a guy by the name of Craig Brewer, who's a really good Hollywood director, picked up the story and has made it into a feature film starring Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson. It's going to open on Christmas Day. But Greg, who made the original documentary, is going to share the story of Lightning and Thunder coming up. There's a really cool, for you guys who are rock fans out there, especially Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder fans, there's an amazing Eddie Vedder connection to this story, and Greg will explain at least part of that. We don't want to spoil too much, but that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'll have audio cut of the day as well. David Strom back with us tonight as we take you into the weekend. Associate editor with HotAir.com. He's up in Minneapolis where they're just handing out billions and billions of dollars in Little Mogadishu up there. Right, David? How are you?
I'm doing great. And I actually want to put in a plug for Milwaukee. I actually visited it a couple years ago and I was shocked. It's actually a beautiful town now.
It really is. I haven't been back for a little bit. My wife and daughter were there. My wife's a native. She grew up in Whitefish Bay. But yeah, it's pretty. I've always felt like it's a lot smaller, manageable version of Chicago with less crime. You know, you can find your way around, less crime, less traffic, all those things. So I had a good time up there for sure. But let's talk about some things. You know, one thing I was confused about, I want to start with a story that you wrote about Bondi Beach, because I played a little audio this week and someone was criticizing ABC and that confused me because I'm like, wait a second. Is our news in Australia? But no, it's the actual ABC is the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. I should have recognized that. It's kind of like the BBC in Great Britain. But you have someone from ABC, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, who's the global affairs editor that has actually said that the attack on Sunday at Bondi Beach had nothing to do with religion.
What? Yes, no, it is the perfect example of the Norm Macdonald effect, where, you know, the deep worry is that, you know, if Muslims do something awful, like, you know, nuke an American city, all the elite come out and say, you know, well, I'm deeply worried about the Islamophobia that this is going to cause. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. You know, it's Islamists who are shooting at Jews. And, you know, it was a Muslim who went and has risked his life, although we've since learned that several other people, including a Jew, were shot trying to save people's lives. And the entire Arab world apparently got angry at this guy, a hero, for trying to save Jewish lives. And yet the elite comes along. You know, I mean, she's one of the top people at the ABC, and she just insists that this has nothing to do with religion. It's just extremism. Yeah.
So they had an Islamic State flag in their car. They attended a radical mosque. The targets were Jews lighting candles, celebrating the first night of Hanukkah. What else do you need at this point?
Well, and, you know, this is actually part of a worldwide, you know, globalize the Intifada effort that's going on right now. I mean, in Europe, you're getting attacks on Christmas markets. There have been, you know, several close calls where they've arrested people in Poland and Germany. They are canceling events in Europe right now.
They canceled New Year's Eve in Paris, the celebrations, didn't they?
Yes, well, they canceled part of it, an open-air concert. They're still going to have some fireworks, but there's not going to be a big gathering. And, you know, it's obvious that, I mean, not just obvious, they're acting on it, that they're aware that there is this wave of terrorism that is coming. It's already begun. And yet everybody is insisting that it has nothing to do with Islam. You know, it's a suicidal empathy.
It's crazy. It really is. David Strom from hotair.com is with us. But let's talk about what's happening up there in Minnesota, because, you know, we're getting it trickling down here in St. Louis. I always say this because the news cycle is so busy. There's so much going on. A lot of these stories don't get enough attention. This is certainly one that should get a lot of attention, because now we're finding out that the number of dollars that were wasted in fraud connected with Minnesota's welfare system is maybe in excess of $10 billion.
That's all we know about, and that's only going back to 2018, so which is not coincidentally when Tim Walz was elected. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about and that number, $10 billion, that's half of all the Medicare money that we spend is going going out to fraud. One half of all the Medicaid reimbursements in the state are fraudulent, according to the United States Attorney. I mean, this is not, you know, it's not the Republican Party that's putting this out. This is part of a years-long investigation. And the U.S. Attorney says, I mean, it has reached the point where it's obvious that the system was designed to do this. There's fraud tourism going on. People are being attracted from other states. And I think that if you did similar investigations in blue states,
you
would
find
a lot. Yeah. I mean,
right.
we're talking about massive amounts of money here.
So is Tim Walz even reacting to this, or is he still blaming other people?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I mean, most of his reactions are blaming other people. I mean, you know, in fact, we had the perfect example of how Democrats think happened yesterday. Because yesterday we had the two press conferences on fraud in the state. The first one was, I think it was yesterday, the U.S. attorney announcing the scale of the fraud just in Medicare or Medicaid. And then we also had our attorney general do a press release and a press conference on a fraud case that he had. And that second one had to do with settling a lawsuit against one of our local hardware stores where he claimed that they recovered $5 million.
Right. Now, is there something to that? You're talking about Menards, right? We actually have Menards here in St. Louis. I used to do live remotes from Menards when I was in Milwaukee, but they have some down here, at least one that I know of on Manchester Road here in West St. Louis County. So what did that have to do with, and was there something to that? They were basically saying that during the COVID era, they did this 11% rebate program, but they misrepresented that.
Well, I mean, that you've seen the commercials, you know, save big money at Menards.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, the contention is that they didn't make it clear in their commercials. I mean, if you go in, you know, they hand you a little thing that says, you know, here's your 11% rebate thing. You have to send it. It's like every other rebate.
Right, right.
The claim is that, well, that's deceptive because it's not you have to ask for the money back. I shop at Menards and I never send in the rebate.
Well, this is what I love. This is so relatable to me, Strom, you have no idea. You say, I occasionally shop at Menards, but I absolutely never use the rebate because I'm lazy. I'm raising my hand right with you there. Exactly.
But, I mean, you know it's a rebate,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, just like, you know, when you go into the store and they have a thing that says $1 rebate when you buy your toilet cleaner or something like that. And you go, oh, I'll buy that. And then you never send in the rebate.
Of course
Were you lied to?
No.
I mean, it's a rebate.
That's right. That's right.
But that's where our attorney, you know, we have been ripped off to the tune of $10 billion. And he's putting out a press release about how he, by the way, you know, he's announcing a fine, which means that he's raising our prices when we go to Menards. He's making Menards pay money to the state.
Yeah.
So,
spend more money at Menards. Yeah. That's what I say at Menards because my daughter, when she was little, she used to sing that jingle and she used to say Menards instead of Menards.
Yeah.
David, you mentioned this term fraud tourism. I want to circle back on that because that's been used in connection with Minnesota. And, you know, in connection with all this that you're just describing, that's what the U.S. attorney said, that we've developed a fraud tourism industry, people coming to our state purely to exploit and defraud its programs to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. And circling back on your earlier point, you can't tell me this isn't happening elsewhere.
Well, it is happening elsewhere. And, the fact that, you know, criminals know this. I mean, not just criminals. I mean, anybody who's on welfare knows if you go to, you know, certain states, you're going to get more money and you can travel from state to state to state and collect, all sorts of benefits and, you know, double and triple. This happens, as the U.S. attorney says. There's a tourism industry going on. Are you telling me that the people who run these programs don't know that? Of course they know that.
Yeah, they know it. They know it for sure.
And then now think on this and rattle it around in your head for a little while. Tim Walz, who was on top, who helped run this fraud program that's cost tens of billions of dollars, probably by the time that it's all the money shakes out, was picked to be the vice president of the United States by the Democratic Party.
They can't make
they
that up.
They knew.
Right.
Yeah. They knew. I mean, you're either telling me that the White House itself and the entire Democratic Party spent zero time looking into the guy, because we in Minnesota have been talking about this fraud and the fraud cases have been going on. They chose him because of this.
That is really stunning when you think about it. It really is. Oh, my gosh. All right. A couple of things I don't know that you've written about, but I noticed this last night. It's getting a little bit of ink. This was Erica Kirk in Phoenix, and she said something about the vice president that was interesting.
We are building the red wall, Arizona, Nevada, New Hampshire. That's going to be very important to us. We're going to ensure that President Trump has Congress for all 4 years. We are going to get my husband's friend, J.D. Vance, elected for 48 in the most resounding way possible.
I don't know if Lil Marco liked that comment, but I wonder if there's going to be a Vance Kirk ticket in 2028. That was quite something going out there right and saying we're going to start campaigning for the vice president right away.
Well, it's clear that J.D. Vance has cleared the field for himself. Yes. I mean, Marco... it's already said that if Vance is in, he's not.
He's deferred. Right.
Although I'll tell you, I mean, I supported Marco in 2016. I was a big fan of him then.
I did too.
And if he runs for president, whatever year, after J.D. Vance, I'm going to support him. Although I'm still a huge fan of Ron DeSantis. I mean, we just have such exceptional people at the top in our party. And I'll tell you, one of the few things that I'm still critical of, a lot of the Trump people from in the primary season is how, the character assassinations against, Ron DeSantis, who's been the best governor in the country. But, you look at these people. I mean, J.D. Vance is amazing.
Our senator here, Eric Schmidt, is really impressing a lot of people. And he's someone I think that is on the national radar as well. Now, David, you've been around politics a long time. So let me just ask you this, because I don't know that you wrote about this on Hot Air, but what do you make of the Susie Wiles situation this week? The White House chief of staff does some interviews with Chris Whipple from Vanity Fair. There's like 11 different points. It's a big, long article. She says it's a hit piece. The White House isn't happy with it. But she sat down with this reporter and she says things that maybe the administration might not like. What did you make of all that?
Well, sort of two things. I mean, the obvious thing is that Susie should have been... a bit more, she sort of kept some of her feelings a little close to the vest. I mean, I'll tell you, I've had private conversations, and the problem was that these were not private conversations. But when we're just sort of shooting off about the pluses and minuses of various people, we say things that out of context sound not so great, even of people we love. And it's obvious that there are a lot of people in the White House who are very forgiving of her because she's very good at her job. Second of all, Susie was the focus of all this and sat down. But, Vanity Fair actually had the run of the White House to a certain extent. That may be the deeper problem here.
They did a big photo shoot, right? A lot of people were pictured. So this was not, something that the White House administration and the president did not know about. I don't think it was that devastating, but boy, you listen to the CNN on that, you'd think that this is the worst thing that ever happened for Trump, this interview that she did with Vanity Fair. I'm just kind of confused as to why she did it with Vanity Fair. That's where I go back. Yeah. And then the other thing is, David, I didn't know this until I read the piece. You just mentioned DeSantis. I didn't know that I knew that she had worked with DeSantis, but I didn't know that basically they had a bad ending. It sounds like they had a falling out at the end and he kind of threw her under the bus.
Yeah, I don't know all the details of what happened. And this is where, you know, there is an element of politics that's kind of like, you know, late high school or our time in college where you've got cliques. And, you know,
there's no doubt that exists. I see it here in Missouri. I know exactly what you're saying with that. Listen, you have a great Christmas. Try to stay warm in Minneapolis if it's even possible. Try not to waste more of our taxpayer dollars up there. And Happy New Year. And we'll talk in a few weeks, David Strom. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. Right. Have a good one.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.